parashas Vayishlach, you have the fight, the struggle between Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, and you have also the Shinei Hashem of Yaakov to Yisrael. Vayomer leYaakov Yomer Oy Shimcha Ki Yisrael Ki Sarisa Malikim VeManoshim VaTuchal. So the Gemara says over here later on. Then he asks the Malach, "Hagina Shimcha V'Yom Zatisha L'Shmi VaYivarcho Yisrael." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu later on was also masking it. So the Gemara in Brachis and Yud Beis points out the difference between the Shinei Hashem Avram and Yaakov, and he says that the Shinei Hashem of Avram was permanent, and you're not allowed to call Avram Avram, except the only time we say it is when we say about Ata b'chata b'Avram. But when you're talking about Avram today, you're not allowed to call him anymore Avram. The name is permanent. The Shinei is permanent. The same thing with Sarai. The Yaakov, both of them, and the Gemara says not that, even though it says Liyakari Oid, Liyama Oid, it says Liyakov Yama Oid Shimcha, it means in Pchinas Iker and Tofel. That's the lashon of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. So first of all, so Alei Davahu, if both of them were Shinei Hashem, for whatever reason, why one of them is a total Shinei Hashem and you can't call the other one? And here it's something which it became Iker and Tofel. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashan Hashem, then that's what it should be. What's the difference? If you also think about it, in the three others, you have three very different approaches. You have three different oifanim. With Avram Avinu, you have a Shinei Hashem that stays permanent, and the first one is Ne'eka, that's Lashon Gemara, V'loishe Te'oker, so that's called an Akira. Yitzchak, you have no Shinei Hashem, and Yaakov, you have sort of a compromise, a Shinei Hashem of Iker and Tofel. That's very, very strange. It's interesting that each of the others is different at Prat. The Esav, you find, was Yaakov's sone, and Esav was someone who he struggled with. We find a difference in Mahalach between Esav and Yaakov, the way he dealt with Esav and the way he dealt with the Sar Shel Esav. With Esav, his name Yaakov means that he went b'arma, he went b'mirma, and that's Esav rightfully he called him on that. So certainly Yaakov was right about it, but the oifin of Muhammad was through mirma, through arma. He went roundabout, and he said that he always sort of did a detour around Esav, which was that's mirma. With the Sar Shel Esav, he struggled by Yaavik Yishimoy. So if the Mahalach of dealing with Esav is, you find the Gemara different ifanim. Marshal, you find the Gemara, it says Rosh Hashashom Mesacheches Loi Chabi Ad Yavarzam. You find ifanim where you're supposed to avoid conflict with Ra, and then you find ifanim of and so on, that you're supposed to go with head to head. In Yaakov itself, we find both Ofanim, and need some hesbas when the decision was to go Dafki Ba'arma. It says that he would have, if push came to shove, he would have fought Esav, he was prepared himself for Muhammad, but at the end of the day, it's still what came out before was the Deirin and the Tefillah. The Chelik of Milchama came out only with the Sari. The the oifin of, it says in the names, there's a very, very strange, the Rizal, and it's quoted in different Sfarim, many quoted, not clear what the Rizal's chelik is and what they're adding, but basically, Yaakov twice is Gematria Hasatan. Yaakov Yisrael is Bigematria Yaakov and Satan. That's very strange Gematria. That Yaakov twice is Hasatan. Yaakov together with Satan is Yisrael. What does it mean? The Kalan Gematrias is not supposed to make Gematrias that are not, that don't have a Sherish and Kadmoinim. So it means that when you're using a Gematria to be Megala Toichin, then it's telling us something that is, if it's just a Gematria that's for Lashem Noi, then you can say any Gematria you want. But when you're talking about a Gematria that's supposed to give you some sort of substantial insight, a chiddush of some sort, it needs a mock and a shayrish. In other words, we need to have a messiah that this gematria is meaningful. The Arizal is such a messiah, and the Arizal says Yaakov twice has Satan, and Yaakov and Satan together is Yisrael. In a certain sense, I seen they said pshat in the pasuk. That's why he said I give him a shimcha by yomaz lomaz etishol shmi, because he said by giving you the name Yisrael, I've included my name already in your name. I'm calling your name. You don't need to ask my name because my name has been subsumed to your name. That's why I've seen the Kol Simcha says, Bunim. Interesting point. But Akapanim, what does it mean that there's a Yisotn is included in the name of Yisrael? I mean, Yisrael fought with the Sotn and so on. So let's. So obviously, this is it needs a certain tefisa and understanding what the progression of the avos was. In other words, what were the different? What did each av add, and what did he accomplish? So there's a lashon azoy hakadosh. It says a pasuk, Koyam Hashem al beis Yaakov, Asher podas Avram le'ata yevesh Yaakov le'ata panav yechvaru. So the Pashta Pshat in the Pasuk is Koyama Hashem al Beis Yaakov, Kama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael, that's Beis Yaakov, Asher Podes Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paid Avram and saved him from all his tzaris, it's going back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'ato Yevosh Yaakov, Le'ato Ponev Yechvor, you should no longer cause embarrassment and so on. But Asher Podes Avram is going back on a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Tochazi. The Zohar HaKadosh says, it's in Parshas Vayetze, it says, Tochazi, beginning the Yaakov Iskayim Alma. Because of Yaakov, the world stands. V'yitema, beginning Avram. Maybe you want a taina that it's because of Avram. Kemodat Omar, just like we've seen in the Pasuk, it says, Bihiborom. I'll take you Bihiborom Elab Avram. So the pasuk of Bihiboram is Miram is an Avram. Asher brings it. So he says Ella. He says Begina the Yaakov Iskayim. So he says Avram dechsiv koyamar Ella Begina the Yaakov Iskayim Avram. It's Yaakov is the cause of Avram. Avram is the one that's the cherish of Bria Bihiboram. Yaakov is the cause of Avram. So he says, because like it says in the pasuk, Koyam Hashem El Beis Yaakov Asher Podes Avram. The Zohar HaKadosh is learning Asher Podes Avram is going on Yaakov, not on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Mikadmes Dino Havibani Kutshebricha Alman Vecharavloin. Before Avram Avinu, before Yaakov came around, Avram Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was building worlds and destroying them. Kiv Nosi Yaakov. When Yaakov came, Minei Ishtachlolu Almin, the worlds became finished, firm, Veloi Ischarvu Almin, the worlds were on Charev. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Pasuk, Koyama Hashem, Asher Poda Savrom is going on the inyan of the shirish of the world on what it's standing, that it's twofold. There's Avram that Behibaram, it was Nivra Bikarach Avram, and it was Miskayim. Avram himself is Kayim Bikarach Yaakov, and Bemela, why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was being Machiv worlds until Yaakov Avinu stopped being Machiv. That's what the Zohar is saying. Let's be misamic a little bit, and let's understand the Mahalach of the Zohar Kaddish, which is Be'etzim, is Be'etzim clarifying for us what Yaakov is compared to Avram. When Adam HaRishon was Chaytiv and was Mekalkal the world was Nidin to Misa. The world was Nidin to Misa, and which is in the big picture, it's a Churm of the world. Adam's Misa is the Churm of the world. The world has no Sus Kiyum, and that's what it's supposed to be. The others say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to save the world, so he looked for the Nekuda of Toiv that was left over, developed it, and that was Avram Avinu. In other words, Avram was the Tzura of Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for Bria Soilo. And that's the Pshat Behibaram is Avram, that Avram is the one who was Avram was the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created Adam, what Tzuras Adam would be. So the first point in the tikkun of the world was for Avram to emerge from the Alpayim Shnois Toiru. The 2,000 years where the world was bad, dark, you had Avram Avinu as the Nekud of light. And that would become the tikkun of the world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for that Nekuda. But that Nekuda, Avram Avinu presents itself as the light that emerged after 2,000 years of Tayhu. That doesn't have a schus kiyum, because the world as a whole has 2,000 years of Tayhu in it. It's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisi Yadayim, there can't be anything bad. So if the tikkun is if the crown jewels of a king, if one jewel is beautiful and perfect, but the rest of it is kind of mediocre, it doesn't become a crown. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's that the world should justify its existence, it needs to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection. It can't, a world that has in itself a toiv and ra, that doesn't have a schus kiyum. Even the toiv, now, the true Avram Avinu davened for the tzaddikim. Avram Avinu's understanding of toiv was that if you have a handful of tzaddikim in stoim, you should save the entire stoim. That's Avram Avinu's mahalach. And therefore, Avram Avinu is Metzias is the reason for Bria Soilam, but it's not the kiyum for the Bria Soilam. The Yitzchak was the Tzuras Adam without Ra, and that's one step up. Avram Avinu himself, the Ramban says, why did Avram Avinu start from? Why does the Torah start from the middle of his life? The first thing we have Avram, he's an old man, he's in his 70s. Why do we start? So the Ramban says because the life of Avram till that time was involved with Avodah Zarah, him, his family, wherever he was coming from had in itself to'os, and the Torah doesn't write to'usim. In other words, in the Torah there's no makom for things that are wrong. So the emes of Avram Avinu's life starts at that point, from Lech Lecha. So that means Avram Avinu has a chelik of himself that doesn't deserve kiyum, so to speak, and it's from that point onwards that it deserves kiyum. So that's a starting point, but that's in the big picture, that can't become the reason for the existence of the world. A world that's pretty good, or that has redeeming features, is not a world that we can say this is the Maaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bayrid, the world, then the perfection of Bayrid Olam, it needs to reflect itself in the world. One point, if 10 tzaddikim or 100 tzaddikim does not give the world a kiyum be'etzer. And that's where Avraham Avinu's midah falls short. And that's what the Zoya's mechalik between the Bi Baram, between Bria to kiyum. The Yitzchak was Shlemus, but again, it does not have it's a tzura Shlem of Avram. By Avram, it says there's a Chazal Lechot Tal Yaldusha that Avram Avinu was very worried about what happens with his early years of Avodah Zarah. He came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, "What's going to be a part of my life? I was not Avodah Zarah." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lechot Tal Yaldusha, it will evaporate and disintegrate like Tal. Just like Tal, when the sun comes up, it's gone, poof, you don't see it. The so too by Avram." And that's the key in the Pasuk. That's what Ramban means. Avram Avinu's youth disappeared. We don't have Avram Avinu's early years. We have Avram from when the sun rose. The Tal that landed on it disintegrated, and it's Kemanda Lesa Dami. Kemanda Lesa Dami is perfect for tshuva mitzad a person. And for a person, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us that the shtusim and the tkufis that weren't good would disappear, we would be extraordinarily fortunate. So whatever there is of me that's good is good. But for the world, that's not a kiyum, because you can't have a bria. Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for Sheish Talafim, it can't clock in at 4,000. It doesn't work. Yaakov Avinu's midah was that he was able to be koilel the ra in it, in the oifin that if not for the ra, there wouldn't be toif. It says, Chazal say that V'yarkim is called Shalas Avinu Toiv Me'oid. So Me'oid is the Yitzhahara. Toiv is the Yitzhahara. Me'oid is the Yitzhahara. So the Gemara, the Medrash says, how could you call the Yitzhahara Toiv? So it says, if not for him, the world wouldn't be built. People wouldn't get married, people wouldn't do things, wouldn't have children, etc. So with Me'ila, it's Me'oid. Someone said a Hezel from Rabbi that Me'oid means the toiv that, just like a person is born with a certain level of strength in his hands, let's say, and when a person works them out, he pulls heavy weights, it strengthens his hands, and the potential ability of his hand gets realized when it pushes against opposition. So all the muscles in the body have a certain they have a born strength, and they have potential strength. And the potential strength is realized dafka when it pushes against opposition, and that brings it out. The same thing, the Yetzirah is that the Bria has in itself toiv, which is the apparent the good, that as soon as it comes out as good, and it has in it me'oid. And when the Yetzirah is described as me'oid, Chazal describe building things, getting married, having children. In other words, the bringing out of potential on every level is dafka because of Ra. The Gemara says that when does the Yetzirah come? It has to be when he's born, or else he would struggle to get out of his mother's womb when he's still in it. The koyach of Yetzirah is sort of aggressive, assertive koyach. And that koyach creates the possibility to bring out a lot. So the ra in itself is ra, but when it's subsumed, when it's being used, so just like if I say something stood in my way, and I couldn't go someplace. So that's ra. I had to push against it. That's an obstruction. It's an obstacle. But if I'm interested in developing myself, the things I have to push aside are the things that strengthen me. And b'meila, they become mitzuriv to the toiv. So within itself, a heavy weight is ra, in the sense that it's slowing me down, it's frustrating my attempts. When it's seen as part of the bigger picture, it is toiv. So Yaakov Avinu's avoda was a whole different... Yaakov Avinu was to take Avram's nekuda and to incorporate the ra as the chetimsa for bringing out a toiv that didn't exist without that ra. Had things not had there been no struggle, no push, nothing, then he could not have become who he became. So Avram Avinu's name is Ne'ekar. Avram Avinu's first name gets uprooted, and it doesn't exist anymore. That's over with. What happened to him until he was Lech Lecha, we don't know. From Torah Shem Tzav, we don't know. And that was Avram's accomplishment. Yitzchak's name didn't need a shinui, because Yitzchak is the perfection of Avram from beginning till the end. He's Kula Kodesh. And that has to be the second Nekuda. Because there's no way, as long as a person is a Toiv Nura, there's no way to be Shoilet on the Ra. Yaakov Avinu had to put in the final piece that was critical in making this the key of the world. If Yaakov had not been able to absorb and show how the different Ra and the different Nisyonis are incorporated, then it wouldn't have been, then the world would have two parts, good and bad, and that falls apart. That means the world is a pachin of Eitz Hadas, Tov and Ra, and has no kiyum. The Nisyonos, Avraham Avinu's Nisyonos, we understand. That certain Nisyonos is because it had to create a world that didn't exist. That was his nesiyonis. Yitzhak's nesiyonis were nesiyonis that didn't. We don't have any nesiyonis. Once he's on the Akedah, this came out nothing. Yaakov Avinu's Bikash Yaakov Leisha Beshalva, Kofzel of Rugza, every Rugza that there was in the Bria came up to him. Between Lavan, between Esav, between his children, every single, his whole life, in the Bikash Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, everything, his Pnim was Leisha B'Shalva. Torah needs Tzlusa, it needs clarity of mind. And he had everything but that. Yaakov Avinu's name. So let's understand the oifen of the tikkun. What happens when a person incorporates the problems and the ra and the bria into toiv? What a person needs to do is to be mafchin between the kli and the pnim. In other words, if a person sees other people working hard to make a lot of money, so just imitating that and doing that is not a tikkun, that's adapting, that's taking that ra. If a person says, there's a koyach in the bria to build and to be industrious, that's the kli. The ra sheboy is when it's meaningless. And what am I doing? I'm doing it just for the only thing. What's the tachas I'm doing it for? I don't say the word ideology as much as the pnim sheboy needs to be cleared out, and then a person can be mitzarif the chutz sheboy, the kli sheboy. In other words, everything in the bria, every koyach in the bria, including the yetzerah. When we're able to be to distinguish between the Yetzer and the Ra, then we're able to be metakin the Yetzer and leave the Ra aside. Ra itself is Ra. Ra never will become good. But the Ra has a chelik bir that's shaylaton. And if I can separate the two, then everything becomes a toyiv because the L'shem Shemayim is metakin it. But the k'tanai is that has to be totally L'shem Shemayim. If there's any negias, it's mekalkalit. So Yaakov has to struggle with the guf of Esav, and he has to struggle with the pnim of Esav. The guf of Esav, the right way to struggle is with mirma. Mirma means that I am substituting my das for his das. And let's understand this. There's something called gnevas das. What does gnevas das mean? Gnevas das means I am using your pu'ulois not for the reason that you had in mind. I'm taking your das. I'm subverting your meisim from your das, and it's becoming a function of my das and not your das. That's gnevas das. I'm coming along with you. So you ask me, come together with me. Let's do this and this. Let's take a gnevas das. I want you to be a shutif in the business I'm doing. And I say, great. And we both do the business together. But my tachlis is not to be a shutif with you, but to take it from you. So what I'm doing is I'm being mishtatev in the pu'ula and taking it for something else. Esav also has a makam, but we need to take the Esav with Yaakov's das. Yaakov needs to rule over Esav and incorporate it. So with Esav, the guf sheboy, we needed to incorporate it into Yaakov, and that's why the right way to struggle with it was through mirma, was through using my das and substituting for his das. The sarei shel Esav, the etzem bria, the sutton, that requires head-on struggle. There's no tikkun for the sutton itself, kishala atzmai. Adopting and incorporating the sutton into mahalach, it's chas v'shol, that becomes ra. But my struggle against the sutton is toiv. The toiv of the sutton is that because it forces me to struggle and to push, I become stronger, I become more determined, I realize what I need to do and why I need to do it, and that becomes, and that makes me who I am. So the Yaakov and with the Malach fought, and when he finished, the Malach gave him a name that incorporated Sutton into his name. When Yaakov takes over the Sutton, he becomes Yisrael. And that's why when he asked him, what's your name? He said, what's the point of the name? Because you already have it. My name has become part of your name in Yisrael. That's the meaning of the Rizal, that the Gemach is. Yaakov twice is not good. That's a Sutton. But when you take over the Satan and you add to Yaakov, that becomes Yisrael, and that becomes Hashem Kla Yisrael. But part of the tikkun of Yaakov over Avram is that we don't discard the Yaakov. In what Avram needed to do, we needed to discard the first one, and Avram, which was. The part of him that came from there, that came from the world of the Zora, then went from the Itztagninus and so on, and we dropped it and we started with Avram. Avram is Biburam. That's it, the Bria, the newness of the Bria starts with Avram. But the Bria, by definition, contains elements that are distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's a Bria. It's outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's only through Yaakov that has a keel. Avram Avinu's Eitzah was to be Machrev Olamis. The Olam that was there till he was 70 was Chorev. That's gone. The Yaakov is Ishtachlolu Alma. The worlds that were there became, they became, Ishtachlov, completed, fixed, mitukin, different, however you'd like to call it, but that's what happens with it. And that's why that's the pshat that it's something which is, he brings kiyum to the world because every part of the world fits in. Ramban says, he says it in Vayechi, that the word oid, he says in Vayechi called Savor of oid, that the word oid is a toisefes to something that already exists. In other words, there had to have been a pa'ula. Oid doesn't mean much or many. It means added to. And that's what the pasuk says. Le'ikara oid shimcha lo Yaakov ye'oma oid shimcha. In other words, there was an oid to that name. Yaakov gave birth to Yisrael, and Yisrael understands that it's because of Yaakov and what he went through that he became who he was. In understanding. When people deal with, when people are growing and changing and dealing with themselves, there are different stages. And the first stage is definitely a pulling away from wherever he was. That's the beginning of anything. The Bria starts with Avram, Behi Baram. There's always, everything starts with a sort of a separating oneself from that which was, and the person, and in order to become who he can be. And a person, and this person's avoid and needs to be heard as perfecting himself first. Until a person is not in charge of himself, until a person is not on top of himself, then a person can't incorporate a mishmash of different yonim, different kaiches that he's not really in charge of, because it's not clear if he's going to pull the dog by the leash, or the dog's going to pull him by the leash. That's not a mahal to start with. But in the deeper sense, there are things about us, there are years and years and years that we feel we wasted on struggling. A person looks back at teenage years or more, and a person spent his time basically staying out of the mud, pulling himself out of the quicksand. So he's out of there, but it's a waste of a big part of his life, and some of the best years of his life. A person has limited abilities, and his abilities are just so. Everyone has areas. This person's kishonos are limited. This person's ability to sit is limited. This person's ability to interact with others is limited. This person has many pressures, different sides that don't give him the time that he needs to develop, and so on. And at best, we say, okay, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, what can we do, and that's that. And so that's the best case scenario, is we're not bitter about it, but we're masculine with it, and we say, okay, you know, I'm only meant to do X, I'm only meant to do Y, and that's that. But if a person thinks a little more deeply about himself, and understands how much what he has is due to the fact that he had to struggle. I can think of people, I remember in yeshiva, it was very clear the difference in the people that had obstacles in their way, the people who didn't. People who had a lot of pressure from home and society not to learn, and their learning were a lot more serious and accomplished in learning than the people that were encouraged by their home. For the person that was encouraged, it came without resistance. Didn't build much of the person. It was good to learn, but didn't build much of a person. But the people who had the resistance and struggled with resistance, as much as they thought that it was stimming their efforts and they have to make compromises or spend emotional energy and time to deal with it, it impacted their learning very positively. And a lot of what they had, they owed to that struggle. People who had limited kishonos, and they couldn't waste time. They couldn't just patchka. They had to focus on what to learn and be very serious about it, and be into it. It changed them. their whole tzura was bederchlal a much more serious tzura. People who had people who had no financial struggles learned and they learned nicely, but the people that they asked themselves every morning why they're doing it, it was with a lot greater intensity and it was a lot more meaningful. The final piece in a person being mashed himself, understanding that's not only the good and the abilities a person has that give him that make up his avodas Hashem. Whatever he struggled again becomes the Tosefes. All the suttons that a person struggles with become subsumed and they become part of his metzias, l'toiva. And the Tzoyah says, Bria starts with Avram, the Biborin starts with Avram, but the Ishtachlolu Alma, the being metaken, the Ram means being able to dehear how it is that they help the Avodas Hashem. And when a person has it, then when a person looks and sees everything that he has is part and parcel of what he's doing. So the limits that he has is also a part of what he's building him. Then a person has a tremendous simcha. Even if a person wants to do right, but if he senses that the right that he does is 1%, 5%, or it's below standard, not because of his fault, but that's just the way the metzias is, it doesn't encourage us much to keep going. When a person understands that the struggle, it's the struggle of the satan and the being wounded together that gives him the name Yisrael, then the whole night of struggle is what made him who he was. And that's the tikkun of the world. That a person starts by pulling away and seeing it as Ra versus Toiv and cutting the Ra from himself. A person is mishtalim to the best of his abilities, and that's the Yitzchak Pchina. And then a person looking back realizes how much the struggle with the Satan and the Nisyonos was what made him. That becomes the tikkun for that Avram. That Yaakov is Pades Avram. That Mahalach is the Mahalach that goes from the Behibarim Avram, the Bri of Avram, to the Shtachlolu Almin of Yaakov, and that's what gives the world's a kiyum, and that's what gives each person his kiyum. Chance.